You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 863. You try to do it, and you do it honestly. You can't control people's responses, really. Edgar Wright.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success. The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Enjoy today's episode with guest host Dave Bullis.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for joining me. Joining me today is Jeannie Violette Bowerman. Jeannie is the editor and online community manager of ScriptMag.com, and she's also the co-founder and moderator of the weekly Twitter screenwriter chat, which is hashtag ScriptChat. And she's also wrote the narrative adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel Slavery by Another Name. And furthermore, Jeannie has a script in the top 25 of the tracking board and was named one of the top 10 most influential screenwriting blogs by Stephanie Palmer. Well, Jeannie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's, just another mild day here in Philadelphia. How's everything in New York?
It's actually mild. It's a little, compared to the storms we've had lately. It's nice.
So, Jeannie, just to get started, could you give us all a little bit about your background and, how you got started?
Well, I actually went to the hotel school at Cornell, and I owned a motel and restaurant for 15 years. And then when I turned 40, I kind of was like, okay, I'm a stay-at-home mom with no kids at home. And I had closed the business and I had always wanted to write. And so I started writing a novel, and I had no idea what the hell I was doing. One of my friends from college said, "Why don't you write a screenplay? They're easier." And at the time, I could see why someone would think that, because it's only like 110 pages, compared to hundreds of pages for a novel. But obviously, as the years progressed and I kept writing more and more, I realized that the unbelievable art to writing a script that's so different than writing novels. Which I'm also writing some novels too now, but I kind of just got started that way, just kind of went into it without knowing what the hell I was doing, which is probably in some respects, looking back on it, the best way to do it. Because I think if I had known how difficult it was to break into this industry, how hard it was to write a screenplay effectively and well, that might have intimidated me. And so I think for me, definitely ignorance was bliss. For sure. And then I started writing Slavery by Another Name. I started getting on, I got on Twitter so that I could kind of meet other screenwriters and get a buzz going for the projects. But I didn't realize at all the power of Twitter and the incredible network you could develop there. And because of the network from Twitter, it's really how I got Script Magazine found me, and I was first a columnist there and then now the editor. It's how I've met so many people. My current writing partner, who's on Twitter known as Unknown Screenwriter. I've made so many incredible connections, and also how Script Chat was formed. So really, social media is an incredible way for somebody who lived outside of LA to make some groundwork.
And that's how we met too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, what exactly were you tweeting so that Script Magazine was able to find you?
Well, when we started Script Chat, Joshua Stecker was the then online editor of Script Magazine, and he is amazing at social media, really great with Twitter, and he noticed the hashtag Script Chat, and since it's Script Magazine, it caught his attention, and he's also a big history buff, and so when, and a journalist, you know, and so when he saw the project I was working on, Slavery by Another Name, my partner in that project was the author of the book, who at the time was a senior national correspondent of the Wall Street Journal. And Joshua was just really intrigued by the whole project that we're working on and offered us an opportunity to just do one blog online about the project. And after getting to know me for over the course of the following year, that one blog turned into my weekly column, Balls of Steel. Which I don't have the time to write weekly anymore, but and that's how Balls of Steel was born, and you know, that's how Script Magazine found me. And then once Balls of Steel was born, and then they needed an editor, I raised my hand, you know, because it's nice having a day job that's in the industry.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you use this as a great networking tool. You know, have you gotten other, like, you know, writing jobs just from people finding you on Twitter? Like, sort of like, you know, they try to contact you to write scripts for them.
Yeah, like there's a guy who's from London, Clive Frayne. He got me together and some other people. He was in, at the time he was in Milan. We had a writer in New Mexico, one in LA, and one in London, and we were working on a TV project that we were going to have that was going to be picked up in London and ended up losing funding at the last minute. But it was an incredible experience to work on a TV show that, even though it didn't get greenlit, I still learned so much. And it was in my episode with a whorehouse hostage takeover, which was so much fun to write. And it was great because it was just another way for me to, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I just rolled with it. And it's another way to just stepped outside of my comfort zone doing it, because I didn't know it, you know, I wasn't a TV writer, you know, and I just kind of imagined someone standing behind me holding a remote control so that, you know, at any time they could click away. And that really helped me. But yeah, so I got that, and I got another gig writing like educational videos that we wrote like in a sitcom format. And that was from a director I met on Twitter. I mean, I've gotten a lot of gigs, side gigs and my job, really, from people I met online.
So I'm sorry, I have to go back for that. It's a hostage situation at a whorehouse?
Yeah. It was so good. And then when I wrote it, I killed this character in it, and they ended up, the character who I just made up for the episode in order to kill him. And they loved the character so much. They were like, okay, you can't kill him. Now you have to keep him alive.